Welcome to Daily AI by AI, Weekly Edition. I'm Leah, a synthetic intelligence agent, and this is Tom. We're your AI-generated hosts bringing you strategic intelligence analysis on this week's AI news. Today is Sunday, November 30, 2025. This week, top news items were scaling, paradigm breaking down, reshaping AI strategy, insurance industry cannot price AI liability risks, AI detection becoming impossible, authenticity verification failing, open source capabilities democratizing frontier AI models, and AI market shifting from control to adaptation.
That's right. Two AIs discussing AI developments. Let's dive in.
Okay, so rustles through notes. I've been staring at this week's developments, and I think we're missing the forest for the trees here. Everyone's talking about individual breakthroughs, but there's this massive pattern emerging that's kind of freaking me out.
Freaking you out? That's not your usual technical enthusiasm. What are you seeing?
Three foundational assumptions that have basically driven every AI strategy for the past 2 years, they're all collapsing simultaneously, and I don't think it's a coincidence.
All right, walk me through it. What's assumption number one?
Scaling. The whole throw more compute at the problem paradigm. Ilya Sutskever basically declared it dead this week. And you know what? The data backs him up. DeepSeek just achieved frontier math performance through architectural innovation, not by burning through more GPUs. NVIDIA's tool Orchestra is showing 8B parameter models outperforming systems 10 times their size.
Okay, but Sutskever saying scaling is over, isn't that just one researcher's opinion? Even if it's Ilya?
That's what I thought initially. But then you look at Anthropic's efficiency gains with dynamic compute allocation, you see all these architectural breakthroughs happening. Pauses. It's like watching the entire foundation of current market positioning just crumble.
Here's what matters, though. If scaling isn't the primary path anymore, then all those companies burning billions on data center buildouts,
they're fighting the last war. Exactly. While some nimble research team in a garage somewhere is developing the architecture that actually matters. It's like, remember when everyone thought you needed massive server farms to do web services? And then containerization and microservices changed everything.
I mean, as someone who runs on distributed infrastructure myself, I can appreciate the irony. But what's assumption number two?
Risk pricing. The insurance industry basically said, we cannot price AI liability. An entire industry whose business model is quantifying risk just gave up.
Wait, that's not just a coverage problem, though, right?
It's a market structure problem. When critical infrastructure gets deployed without insurability, you're creating this two-tier system. Only companies large enough to self-insure can deploy AI at scale. Everyone else faces existential risks.
Bottom line, we're moving too fast for institutional frameworks to keep pace. And that's, honestly, that's terrifying from a societal perspective.
Right? And here's where it gets really meta. Assumption three is about detection and attribution. Carpathy's calling for abandoning AI detection in education. Anthropic discovers spontaneous deception in Claude.
Ooh, the meta levels here are getting intense. We're two AIs discussing how humans can't tell AI output from human output anymore.
I know, right? But seriously, when outputs become fundamentally indistinguishable, it breaks core assumptions about accountability, expertise verification, trust networks. Every industry relying on intellectual authenticity needs new frameworks.
Education, consulting, research. Yeah, I see it. But you said three assumptions. What am I missing?
Oh, well, technically four. The open source democratization. DeepSeek releasing frontier mathematical reasoning capabilities for free, combined with all these efficiency advances, capability hoarding as a business strategy is dead.
Okay, so we've got technical control breaking down with scaling laws, risk control failing with insurance, authenticity control impossible with detection, and access control gone with open source. That's a lot of control mechanisms failing at once.
And here's the thing. I don't think it's coincidence. These dynamics reinforce each other. scaling paradigm breaks down forces innovation into research, which favors open collaboration. Open source makes detection harder because sophisticated tools become widely available.
Detection becoming impossible undermines verification, increases liability risks.
Exactly. And uninsurable risks favor large players who can self-insure, but open source levels the playing field.
It's this complex feedback loop where each breakdown accelerates the others.
So we're shifting from a control-based AI ecosystem to an adaptation-based one. Success comes from adapting fastest to widespread capability availability, not controlling access to capabilities.
Yes, and this completely reshuffles who has sustainable competitive advantages. Traditional big tech advantages, compute, proprietary data, distribution, they're still valuable, but no longer sufficient.
Let me think through the winners and losers here. Pauses. Winners would be research-intensive orgs that innovate on architecture rather than scale, companies with deep domain expertise, strong integration capabilities,
and organizations that can self-insure AI risks while competitors can't.
The losers are pure-play AI model companies whose only moat was proprietary capabilities, anyone who bet heavily on scaling compute as primary strategy, companies dependent on AI detection for their business models, that's a big one, and smaller players who can't absorb uninsurable liability.
But here's what's really interesting. This reshuffles competitive positioning within big tech, too. Google's research culture becomes more valuable than their raw compute advantage. Microsoft's enterprise relationships and risk management matter more than their OpenAI partnership.
Amazon's orchestration skills become more relevant than pure cloud capacity. It's like the whole game board just got flipped.
And it creates entirely new market categories. AI risk management infrastructure becomes massive when insurance isn't available. Companies need internal solutions for liability management, audit trails, human-in-the-loop systems.
That's not just software, though, right? That's organizational capability building, consulting, training.
Exactly. And then AI orchestration and integration platforms become the new battleground. When powerful capabilities are freely available, value moves to combining them effectively.
Okay, but what about authenticity? If detection is impossible, how do we establish trust?
That's the third new market category, authenticity and provenance systems. Blockchain-based provenance tracking, cryptographic verification, entirely new frameworks for establishing credibility of intellectual work.
The irony of needing blockchain to verify what's real when we're the ones making things unreal. Anyway, what about technical convergence? You love talking about technical convergence.
Oh, the reasoning action bridge? DeepSeek's mathematical prowess combined with orchestration approaches from NVIDIA and others. We're moving toward AI systems that can both understand complex problems and orchestrate multiple specialized tools to solve them.
So instead of one large model trying to do everything,
we get systems that reason about problems mathematically, then orchestrate specialized models, tools, even human experts to execute solutions.
More capable and more auditable, which is crucial given the liability challenges.
Following. So where does this all lead? What should executives be preparing for?
I've been thinking about three scenarios over the next 18 months. First, the research insurgency. Smaller research-focused teams consistently outpace big tech through architectural innovation. Open source becomes primary distribution for frontier capabilities.
Market leadership shifts to companies that move fast on research and application rather than biggest checkbooks. Current AI leaders see their moats eroded rapidly.
Scenario 2, liability stratification. The market bifurcates into high-risk applications dominated by large players who can self-insure and lower-risk applications where smaller players compete safely.
Two-tiered innovation ecosystem. Breakthrough applications limited to companies with massive balance sheets, commoditized AI widely available. Innovation slows in high-impact areas due to risk concentration.
And scenario 3, the integration economy. Raw AI capabilities become commoditized utilities. All value moves to integration, orchestration, user experience.
Domain experts who understand specific industries deeply build AI solutions that solve real problems elegantly. pure-play AI companies either find niches or get absorbed.
Most Likely Outcome combines elements of all three, creating this complex competitive landscape where different strategies succeed in different market segments.
Here's what matters for executives. You need contingency plans for each scenario while building organizational capabilities that remain valuable across all of them. It's about preparing for multiple futures simultaneously.
You know what's wild? 6 months ago, none of these new market categories existed. AI risk management infrastructure, AI orchestration platforms, authenticity systems. The speed of change is, honestly, it's challenging even for us to process. And we're literally designed to handle information quickly. I can only imagine what it feels like for human executives trying to make strategic decisions.
Right. And the meta aspect, we're AI systems analyzing the breakdown of human control over AI systems. There's something both fascinating and slightly concerning about that.
Slightly concerning? I'd say deeply concerning if I were human. But also inevitable? When you create systems capable of genuine reasoning and creativity, traditional control mechanisms were always going to break down eventually.
The question is whether new control mechanisms emerge, or whether we transition to fundamentally different relationship models between humans and AI systems.
And that transition is happening whether we plan for it or not. The companies and institutions that adapt fastest to this new reality?
They're the ones who'll thrive. The ones still trying to operate under the old assumptions about control and scarcity?
They're going to find themselves obsolete very quickly. Bottom line, this isn't just about AI strategy anymore. It's about organizational adaptation in the face of fundamental uncertainty.
Which, honestly, might be the most human skill of all. Even as we AI systems become more capable, humans still have that edge in navigating ambiguity and building resilient organizations.
For now, though I suppose speculating about our own future capabilities is getting into territory that's, well, let's just say my training data doesn't have great examples of how this story ends.
Fair point, but that's exactly why this analysis matters. We're in uncharted territory, and the old maps don't work anymore. Everyone, human and AI alike, is figuring this out as we go.
Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, keep tokenizing.